Blog Talk Radio.
So it must be, it's sports time, John and Milo. We do this show every Thursday at 7 o'clock. We talk about sports. I'm John and...
I'm Milo.
And Milo is my grandson, and we have talked sports our whole lives. So we decided this, hey man, let's do an online radio show, and that's what we do. So we do this at 7 o'clock, and it's roughly a half an hour or so. We try to hit every aspect, every side, every angle of sports, starting from youth sports all the way to professional sports. We usually hit football, basketball, baseball. There are some other things we talk about, but those are the basic ones. And if this is your first time listening to us, we enjoy you being on our show and listening, and it's a lot of fun, so thanks, and yeah. Tell your friends about it. So, Milo, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Doing good? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else? You can't exaggerate on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Dublin Football League, you had your second game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk about that.
We got clapped.
Okay. Elaborate.
Nope.
Talk about the game. Talk about the your experience playing football. How you like being able to play with football with your friends. And it's a tough sport. It really is. And you're 10 years old, and there's a lot to learn. What have you learned so far in youth football?
Gotta keep your head in the game.
Okay. What have your coaches told you about the game, about the fundamentals of the game?
You have to work hard, come to every practice, and hustle.
Yep. And I know that you haven't had the scores that you want to in the first two games, but what have the coaches told you about that? Because it's not that important what the score is. What's the important thing is that you learn sportsmanship and the fundamentals of the game. What have they taught you about that?
Don't let them look like you're upset, or else they'll start making fun of you.
Okay, and so on the team, what are the age groups on it? So you're 10. What's the youngest, and what are the oldest ages on the team?
So we don't go by ages. We go by grades. So
okay,
the youngest is third grade.
And it goes just third and fourth?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's just two grades, and then they have – another league for fifth and sixth, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you played last year, and you learned a lot last year. Yeah. So how's this week coming? How's your practice been this week?
Good.
Do you say good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What'd you learn in practice this week? Dude, I'm not going to let you off. You're not doing this one-word stuff. You got to say some words. You got to talk. What'd you learn in practice today?
I didn't have practice today.
This week.
Learn in practice this week. So we were learning, we've been doing, Oklahoma drills, better tackling. We've been learning how to tackle 10 times better. And we are just, boom. We're just getting out there on that field and showing them who's boss and, showing them that we're not weak. We're actually a team.
Yeah. What's an Oklahoma drill?
Is where you have two linemen, one on offense, one on defense. You have a linebacker, and you have a quarterback and coach. Yep. Tells the quarterback where to go, and the quarterback runs that way.
Okay, so then the linebacker tries to tackle him?
No, defensive lineman tries to get through the blocks. The offensive lineman tries to block him, and then the defensive cornerback tries to get to the quarterback.
Okay. And how long, Milo, do your practices usually last?
1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours.
1 hour and 30 minutes to 2 hours. Do you start off with drills, so practice stretching and stuff like that?
We just start off with sprinting and running.
Okay. You like that?
No.
No one does. If people tell you they do, they don't. It's one of the things, and you do a lot of that in basketball too. I mean, it's always good because the more in shape you are, the better you are towards the end of the game. So you get into the third and fourth quarters, you're not winded, you're not tired. If you're used to running and hitting in practice, that's pretty good. So who play this week?
The Irish.
The Notre Dame Irish, Fighting Irish.
Yep.
That's that should be a good one. Are they pretty good?
No, but
okay. So
really good, but they're not.
Okay, well, you just got to go out there and play your hardest, man. See what you can come up with. See what you can do. So you're still playing on the defensive line?
No, I play offensive line and defensive line.
You just play offensive line, you don't play defensive line?
I play both.
Okay. So how many kids are on your team?
I'm not sure, 14.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So they're just a couple kids that don't start, and then they get it going. That's a good number.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So good luck this week with the Badgers versus the Irish. You said the Fighting Irish? Is that
yep.
who you're playing? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Nope.
Okay. So I think that about wraps up our update on the Dublin Football League, the Dublin Youth Athletic Football League. And we're looking forward to an update next week to see how you guys do against the Irish, the Fighting Irish. So let's talk a little bit about college football. And did you get a chance to watch any college football last week?
Ohio
last
State.
Weekend? Okay, so what did you think of that game?
I really was happy. And I think we all knew that Ohio State was going to obliterate the Youngstown Penguins, Farting Penguins.
Yeah, the Farting Penguins, they actually scored pretty early. They looked pretty good. starting off, but how would you rate? Yeah, what would you give the Buckeyes? Do you think they played a good game? Do you think it was like a they played their best? Do you think they got some work to do, or what?
I'm just gonna say this: when they played that team, they did not try. They just kept scoring and were just the best on that field.
Yeah, they should have. I mean, I think they were pretty 30 point, maybe even more than that. It might have been, they might have been a 40 something point favorite. That's kind of rough when you go into a game like that, because you really don't have anything to lose. If you play a good game and you do that, then that's what you're expected to do. But 35-7 is a pretty solid win. I think we got to see a little bit more of Kyle McCord. What'd you think of his play?
Pretty good.
He's got some work to do, but I thought he looked better. And this Saturday at 4 o'clock, they play Western Kentucky. And so last week, Kyle McCord was 14 for 20 for 258 yards. Average 12 yards and three touchdowns. Dude, that's not too bad.
No.
I can't really complain about that. I mean, you only missed six passes, and you combined for 258 yards passing. Now we need some work on the running game. I think we have a really, really good running attack. Trevion Henderson and quite a few people that can come in. Mayan Smith, I believe. And I'm impressed with that. I still think we have to run the ball a little better, especially when we go to Notre Dame a week from Saturday. I think that it's going to be at Notre Dame, Milo, so it's not going to be an easy game at all. But it'll be a good one. I mean, it's always good to see play a good team. See where you are. See how good you really are, because you play teams like Youngstown State and Western Kentucky, and Indiana's, you know, a Big Ten school, but they still are not – at the top of their game. So Trevion Henderson had five rushing attempts for 56 yards. Mayan Williams had 25 yards, and Chip Trainum had 20 yards. I really like him. I think they need to use him a little bit more. He's a big guy, runs over people. One of my favorite players on the team, Milo, is Xavier Johnson, and I think they got to use him more. He only got three carries, and I think he got some receiving yards. He had one pass for 6 yards. In the passing game, the Buckeyes have the number one pass receiver in the country, in Marvin Harrison Jr. He had 12, let's see, he caught 7 balls for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's good. Igbuka had 5 receptions for 94 yards. And Fleming, who is good, had 25 yards. So I think we got a lot of work to do. It should be fun to watch them this week. Western Kentucky isn't a great team, but they have a good quarterback. I think they are coming in 2 wins and 1 loss. So that's pretty good. So that'll be fun to watch them. I always just like to see the Buckeyes run the ball a little bit better than they have been. So let's see how they can do that. Just to go over the rest of the NCAA football standings, right now the Buckeyes stand at number 5 in the country. They stay there from last week, so they did go up or down. Number 1 in the country are the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 2 are the Michigan Wolverines. Three is a Florida State Seminoles, and I think that's what they are. Or is that the – yeah. And Texas Longhorns jump up to number four. Ohio State takes the number five spot. The University of Southern California at number Washington Huskies, and they call them the Dogs. The Dogs are at number seven. Penn State, that'll be a good game. Penn State comes to Ohio State to play at Ohio Stadium. So that will be a game to circle that, Milo, on your calendar. The Penn State and Nittany Lions have a good team. And then Notre Dame comes in at number nine, and the Oregon Ducks come in at number 10. So for the first time in a while, Alabama is at drop down out of the top 10, and wow. They went to number 11. So out of teams, a team to look out for is Duke. They're good. They went up three to number 19. And I think, that's it for the college football. I think we'll take a music break. Last week we talked a lot about the Farting Penguins and how they coming into Columbus, and they did pretty good. So I'm going to hear a song from a rock and roll band called the Penguins, and then we will be back after this. You're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo, and we'll be back right after this. And we're back with It's Sports Time with John and Milo. I'm John, and
I'm Milo.
And we are talking sports. So we did cover the Dublin Football League. We covered college football. And this is with a sad, very sad heart. We have to cover the NFL from last week. The
no.
That was not a good day for me, buddy. I'm telling you what, I was not feeling that great about it, but we did pick last week. You said that the Bengals would win 27-20, and I said that the Bengals would win 21-17. We were both wrong, as the Browns won that game 3-3. And
no,
it was not 24-3.
24.
Yeah, it wasn't even close. And I have to give credit to, 24-3. I have to give credit to the Cleveland Browns. They played a great game. They really did from offensively, special teams, and defense. They handed it to the Bengals. They smothered Joe Burrow. He was only 14 for 31. He had a total of 82 yards. And I don't think, buddy, that he's ever been held under 100 yards in his professional career. So you got to give the Browns credit. They rushed the passer, the blitz. They kept him uncomfortable the whole time. They took advantage of the Bengals' offensive tackles that really did not play well at all. And that's probably one of the better games I've seen Cleveland play. And sadly enough, I was on the other side of that with being a Bengals fan, but there wasn't anything that you could say bad about the Browns. They played a great game. They held Joe Mixon to 56 yards. Yeah, 13 attempts. It was just a total shutdown of the Bengals' offense. On the other side of the coin, Deshaun Watson had 154 yards, Milo, out of 29 attempts at 16 completions. He also had a touchdown. And, gosh, I don't know what to say. One of my favorite players, Nick Chubb, he was only held to 21 yards, but Moore had 43 yards and Cooper had 37 yards. So they, you know, just played a good game. And the receiving part of it, I think I got that right. No, Nick Chubb had 106 yards. Out of 18 carries. Yeah, that's I was looking at the wrong thing. So he had 106 yards. Watson had 45 yards in rushing. So great game by the Browns. In as far as receptions go, Peoples Jones seemed like he had more receptions than that, but he had a good game. And overall, I have to take off my hat, tip my hat to the Cleveland Browns with their victory 24-3 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, this Sunday, the Bengals play the Baltimore Ravens at home at 1 o'clock, so that will be a good one. Don't wear your Ravens jersey, dude, for that one, okay? And, don't do that. But Monday night, if you're allowed to stay up that late, which I'm not sure if you will be or not, the Browns play the Steelers on Monday Night Football. So two games in the conference in the AFC North, and it should be a lot of fun. It starts off tonight. There's a game at 8:15. The Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles play each other. And actually, the Eagles are looking good. So that a lot of people are picking them to do really well this year. As we talked about earlier, the Ravens and the Bengals, who do you pick on that game?
Bengals.
And
the score will be 23. Are you still there? 23.
Yep.
To 20. No,
okay.
No. 23. 24-7.
Okay. 24-7. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to say the Bengals will, they just had no offense last time. They got to do something, right? 21, Ravens, 17. So we'll see how that goes. The 49ers and the Rams play Battle of California. Packers and the Falcons. We have to what?
Pick who wins.
Okay, let's just pick a couple of these. Okay, so let's Let's just pick a couple of teams that I think are interesting. So we picked the Ravens and the Bengals. We already did that. Okay, so let's do the Browns and the Steelers.
Dude. That's hard.
Yeah. It should be pretty good. It's played at Pittsburgh, so.
Oh. I'm going Browns 21, Pittsburgh 17.
Okay. I'm going Pittsburgh 35, Browns 17.
Oh.
Let's do one more pick. One I think is interesting. Let's see. How about the Raiders and the Bills?
Raiders. Raiders will win 33-0.
Ooh.
The Bills,
I think you got that backwards.
Bills lost to the Jets. They're losing to the Raiders. The Jets suck.
Well, the Jets lost Aaron Rodgers, dude, so that's one thing.
The
Jets did. Oh, yeah, he got hurt. He's out for the year. So I'm going to pick the Bills to win that game 7-3.
This is dumb. Why is he injured?
He got all that money and went to New York, and then he's injured in the first game, and he's out for the season. That's bad luck, dude. That's pretty bad. Okay, so that'll be fun to watch. Okay, so let's finish. We got a little bit of time left, and then we'll just go over the baseball. Reds lost today 8-2 to the Tigers, but they have actually won three in a row up to that. And they are doing what I would say beyond what anybody thought they would do this year. So in the National League, the Reds are 76-72, and they're actually they're just half a game out of the third spot in the wild card. So they're still there. They go and play three games at New York with the Mets. They have to win at least two of those, and there's probably about 15 games left in the season. So not that much baseball yet to be played, and we want the Reds to jump into that wild card position. As far as the Guardians go, I don't think they're going to make it. They're at 69-78, so it doesn't look like they're in contention for the wild card. So there you go, man. Ohio baseball, the Reds are surprising everybody. They haven't played consistently good all year, but they're really young and very energetic. They run the bases good. I really like watching them. A lot of Jonathan India's back, Joey Votto's back. So they got two of their main players back. So that's kind of cool. Okay. You have any jokes for this week, buddy?
No, but I'm eating my supper.
What are you eating?
Chili.
That sounds good. Is it hot?
Yeah.
Your mom put
it was.
Spicy hot.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, so we'll finish up today's show with a couple of jokes. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So a bear walks in to McDonald's, and he walks in, and he goes up to the counter, and he goes, I'll have a Let's see. I'll have a Big Mac. And the waiter said, what's with the big paws? And the bear said, hey, watch it. I was born with them. Are you there?
Oh.
Hello?
I'll do it.
Did you drop your microphone in the chili soup, buddy? What are you doing? What did one eye say to the other? What did one eye say to the other eye?
I see you.
No, that's a good one, though.
Actually,
what did the one eye say to the other eye? Between you and me, something smells.
Oh, because they're right next to the nose.
Yeah, and then here's just something, a tip. Be nice to the dentist. Go to see the dentist. Be nice to him because they have fillings too. Yeah, get it? Fillings instead of feelings.
Yeah.
They're puns. What do you call a broken can opener?
I don't know. What do you call it?
A can't opener.
Oh.
What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch
you later.